Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. I just want to tell you, beans are the third largest family among flower plants after the orchid and daisies, and the second most important family in the human diet after grasses. Those grasses, you know.
Well, corn is
rice,
a grass.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
So they're very good. They're fabulous. High protein, all that stuff.
I love beans, and there are so many, and also all you have to do is when you're in the shopping for beans in the market, of course, you can get the dried beans, which we're going to talk a lot about, and then there are the canned beans, which are very convenient, and I think they're an excellent food in a pinch.
Did you know that each of the four major legumes known to the Romans lent its name to a prominent Roman family? Fabius was named after the fava bean. Lentulus was named after the lentil. Piso, after the pea. And Cicero, after the chickpea.
Well, how fabulous is that?
I'll tell you, you see how integrated it was, you know, how necessary it was, how important it was. Beans can be a really important thing. It's a fabulous plant. Actually, a fabulous seed.
It is a seed.
And, yeah, that's what it is.
And a lot of people have trouble cooking the bean if they're working with a dry bean.
Isn't that odd?
They sometimes have a problem with it. And so, and the problems can arise for different reasons. For myself, I like to give the beans a quick cook. So I will put the dry beans into a pot, a large pot, maybe 4 or 5 quart pot, and add enough water just to cover the beans by about maybe 2 inches or even less.
Yeah.
Don't add anything. You could add some salt if you want. Then bring it to a hard boil, uncovered.
Yeah.
And let it boil furiously for 2 minutes.
Then take
the pot off the heat and cover it. And then let it sit for anywhere from 1 to 4 hours. And during that time, any nutrients that were brought out of the bean will soak back in because the beans are going to soak up some of that cooking liquid.
Soaking it up.
And then you drain off the liquid. And then you've got these partially cooked beans, which you can cook right away in something, a soup or a stew, or you can refrigerate them and for a day or two and then cook them the next day or two in something else, in another fluid, another liquid with flavorings and maybe some added barley, for example, and then you'll have a dish. So this is called, that's the quick cook method. And it used to be, it turns out to be an old wives' tale. They say never add salt, to beans as it's cooking because it'll toughen them. Well,
no.
The science was done. They did experiments with it, and they said, this is not true.
It'll actually hasten the cooking.
Yeah.
It will. But the interesting thing is I've encountered lately friends of mine inquiring about beans that just won't cook. Even after you go through the requisite cooking time, and they're still bitey and hard. Kind of. And what accounts for this and so forth? And I went to my Harold McGee on food and cooking, the science and lore of the kitchen.
Yes.
Harold McGee is absolutely the genius. He's been there and done that, and he knows whereof he speaks.
Yes, and he has a ton of information on beans, and he talks about the hardness and why you might encounter that.
And I was curious. Now, he suggested that one reason that you might encounter this, because it's sporadic. It doesn't happen every time you cook the beans. Just once in a while, a pot of beans, somehow you cooked them the right period of time and so forth, but they just never did really cook. He says, It might be hard water.
Well, that's possible.
Which can vary in content, especially if you live in, alpine country like we do around here. Seasonally, water can be harder or not so hard. That could be one of the problems because that will toughen the exterior skin and make it very, very difficult for the water to get in there and soften that interior. Because there's a very tiny aperture, the hilum, in which that water seeps in and gets in there.
Yeah, and that's the initial way that all of the water comes in.
That's right.
And then later on, as the bean is cooked, the skin is softened, and then the liquid can be absorbed through the skin.
Another problem can be that they were, the beans themselves were, they developed hard exterior cases. They're called hard beans because they were raised in, perhaps they came to their picking period with too much temperature, not enough water.
Humidity, too.
Yeah, and humidity. And and then again, they might have been stored too long.
Yeah, that is a big problem, John, because when you buy beans, you don't know how old those beans are.
You really have no idea. They could have been in a warehouse for 6 months, you know. So when people talk, I just got them fresh, you know.
Well, but it would be nice if you had a package saying, you know, labeled new crop with the year, on it.
But it never is.
Well, because, you know, you can get olive oils that will be of the harvest of the year, and they will tell you that. But in beans, I have not seen that.
And it probably won't see it until we get a hold of the throats of those people.
and force them to do it.
Anyway, that's the story on beans. There's that simple way of doing it, which I agree with entirely. Watch the volume of water in the initial thing and also in the very cooking of it.
Right.
Don't put a voluminous amount of water on it. At the most, 2 inches or less.
Once the beans have been, partially cooked in that quick method, and then you add more liquid during the final cooking, you should be consuming that liquid with the rest of the dish. It's not anything to be discarded.
That's right. And that's the way to do it. And then next time, come back for the food guys.